It's time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us. We kind of focus on students, but hey, we are always open to anyone who wants to send us a report of some of the things that they've been seeing in their neighborhoods. We love to hear from you about what's going on phenologically in your neighborhood. So give us a call, send us a report. We'd love to hear from you. This week, we have five reports. Funding for the student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from the Bell Museum's Eco Explorations Camp at NCROC. Nick Rock, I think, is how they pronounce that. The North Central Research and Outreach Center in Grand Rapids.
Hello, this is Jennifer from the Bell Museum calling in from the Nick Rock, the North Central Research and Outreach Center on the east side of Grand Rapids. During the week of August 5th through August 8th, 2024, our Eco Explorations campers spent much time outside bird watching and bog walking and pressing plants for herbarium submission. They also learned about telemetry with some real-life DNR wildlife biologists. They tracked an animal collar using a radio transmitter, antenna, receiver, map, and a compass. Another wildlife biologist from the USDA taught us so much about the mammals that live around Grand Rapids by using their pelts and skulls. Our bog walk resulted in many new discoveries, including a new slime mold. This one is what we believe to be tapioca slime mold, Breffeldia maxima. We found it in the Nick Rock Bog in three different locations. Its color is a white with the texture of creamy rice spreading over an area of about 4 inches by 3 inches in each location. Here are some student reports discussing more of the exciting things that we found.
Hello, my name is Ellie. We went to the bog on the 7th, 2024. A bog is a place to see in many places. Things that I saw was a spider. I seen a ghost pipe. It sounds kind of creepy. A ghost pipe is not an animal. It's a parasite.
My name is Kaylee, and we were in the bog. We saw gopher holes and a den for a fox or a badger. We thought we saw a white slime mold. We also found ghost pipe, mushrooms, frogs, and a black-capped chickadee. It was fun.
Hello, my name is Scarlett, and Pete came to our camp and taught us about mammals. He brought skulls and furs. He talked about the weasel family, which is Pine Marten and Fisher and Otter and Mink, and the Canid family, and a gray fox, a red fox, a coyote, a gray wolf, and that's his all. And he also talked about rodents, which is a beaver. And then felids, which is a bobcat. And lynx. Lynx has big feet, then a bobcat, and long ear tufts.
Hello, my name is Nina. Today I went to the bog. We saw tons of plants. We also went on a trailer to get there. I loved the trailer. It was really fun. When we got there, we saw a lot of birds, and we saw some kind of like white mushy thing. It was really cool. There was one tree that if you touched it, it would shake.
Hello, my name is Neil, and we went bug sweep netting. To sweep net, take the sweep net and move it downward, then up again in an arc. One of the cool things I saw was a jumping spider. This spider doesn't spin webs, specimen has 8 legs. The legs are gold brownish with black bands. There's a horizontal black stripe above the eye. The stripe looks like a unibrow. Most of the body is brownish gray, size anywhere from 1/8 of an inch to 3/4 of an inch.
Hi, my name is Carrie, and I love the bog. We rode on a trailer down to the bog on August 7th, 2024. The ride was very bumpy, but it was fun. We saw lots of cool plants. We saw picture plants and mushrooms, some slimy white slime mold. I also found 2 tiny froglets. One was tan and about 1 centimeter long. The second one had a green, black, and yellow pattern on its back. The tan one I found in the bog hopping on the moss. The other one I found hopping along the path. There was also a lot of moss that was so soft I wanted to make a bed out of it. We found lots of ghost pipes. They were really beautiful.
Thank you, kids. Boy, that was a nice group. Jennifer, thank you so much for being their leader. Ellie, Scarlett, Nina, Neil, and Carrie. Great reports. Lots of good things in there. I wonder if this small tan frog might have been the spring peeper. They are tan, they're small, and if you look carefully, if you find one, look carefully at its back, and it will have an X on its back if it's the spring peeper. So keep an eye out for that, and you may never find anything more beautiful than a little lovely little spring peeper frog. And slime molds, I see them, I look at them, I don't touch them, but they are kind of creepy. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of slime molds or not. I certainly like seeing them, I guess. Our next report comes from Panema School's visit to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Sophia.
And is he reporting from Panema School, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center from August 6th to August 8th. The high temperature was 76 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 51. We noticed many things during our nature visit. Very tiny wood frogs, grasshoppers, and gardener snakes.
Swans, weeds, and leeches in the shallow parts of the lake. Squirrels eating green pine cones, flowers blooming, our leaves, bees bloom, buzzles, gemmels, articles, and wonderful smell milkweed. We saw bumblebees and goldfishes on the soapbox. It was a great time in nature, and we want everyone to remember, unplug, and get out. And live connected.
Yeah, get outside and live connected. Thanks, Izzy, Sophia. Great report. Lots of fun things for them. Lilies, bee balm, daisies, Jerusalem artichokes, and the wonderful smelling milkweed, bumblebees, and goldfinches on the thistle blooms. Lots of things to discover outside. Get out there and join those kids and take a look at what's happening in your neighborhood. Our next report comes from the stargazers from the astronomy camp at Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Tallulah.
And James, with an Out of This World report from astronomy camp for August 8th through August 11th at Long Lake Conservation Center. The high temperature was 76 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 48. We spent our days having terrestrial fun and our evenings exploring the stars. Our group heard coyotes howling at the night, saw a few busy chipmunks, and went waist deep in the bog. At night, we were lucky to have clear skies and enjoy the Perseid meteor shower. It wasn't quite at the peak of one meteor a minute, but we saw lots and lots, including really big ones.
Other than night sky sightings included a really clear view of the Milky Way, craters on the quarter crescent moon, the Big Dipper, Saturn and its 2 moons, the Omega and Dumbbell Nebula, and the Whirlpool and Swan galaxies. We were looking for a nova explosion in the star system called T Coronae Borealis, but it didn't happen during our camp. It's supposed to happen soon. Our group also got to look at the sun through a solar telescope and saw sunspots that were larger than the Earth. Members of the Minnesota Astronomical Society let us use their giant telescopes and guide us. Thanks. Day or night, It's always a great time to explore nature, and we want everyone to remember to unplug, to get outside, and live connected.
Yeah, what a nice camp. Boy, those kids really got a chance to do some cool things. I'd like to do that. I know so very little about the night sky. I mean, I recognize a few of the constellations, and of course I enjoy the moon, but boy, looking for a nova explosion, that would be pretty exciting. Nice nights out. Thank you, Tallulah and James. Great report. Our next report comes from Wynn, who was visiting Sugar Lake near Grand Rapids.
Hi, my name is Wynn, and I am 10 years old, and I am from Andover, Minnesota, and we went on a nature hike, and we saw some green frogs, and we saw water shrews, two of them, but they were dead. We saw the touch-me-not flowers, the ones with the seeds that explode, and we saw some cool species of trees. We also saw the common milkweed beetle, and we saw the painted turtles and the snapping turtles, and those were really cool. We saw spruce trees, we saw pine trees, yeah, balsam fir trees.
Good job, Wynn. We had a lot of fun that day, and we did see a bunch of green frogs. We saw a leopard frog. Not too many dragonflies that particular day. It was cool, and they weren't flying about where we could see them. But we did have a lot of fun looking at the jewelweed plants, the spotted touch-me-not, and of course we did find a seed pod or two to make them explode. And Wynn and his dad had actually found some painted turtles, and they had seen a young snapping turtle, so that was pretty cool. And finally, our phenology coordinator sent along a note from one of our partners during this summer season, Jennifer, the leader of Eco Explorations Camp at Nick Rock. And Jennifer said, "We had a fantastic week at camp. It was also our last camp of the summer. Everyone wants to tell their phenology reports now. We listened to the last camp's phenology report in class, and everyone thought it was crazy that those reporters were now famous. I've also attached only a few of the hundreds of photos I took this week. Seriously, it was a great week of outdoor science. Kids love this stuff. Please say hello to John and Heidi and tell them I'm so glad we were talked into this program. I think I'm hooked." Jennifer, you've been hooked on nature forever, and I'm just glad to have you a part of our program in the morning. And I wish you could all see some of the great pictures they have. The ghost pipe and slime mold, and then the notes that the kids took, including one really, really well done drawing of a flower and explanation of all of the flower parts, which is a wonderful experience for kids.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. There's lots of things out there in the summertime outside of the school year. You know, we just heard from Long Lake Conservation Center too. They're different camps. They're astronomy camp, they're regular camps, and then Nick Rock's camp. So there are things out there. We're so glad for our partners in the summertime, and we're getting ready for a school year ahead with lots more students.